The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Well, there's no question that Quinn Ewers, Texas quarterback, is the most interesting individual in these college football playoffs. We'll see how long the Longhorns last here on this run, but Quinn Ewers, there's so many different ways this thing can go for him, and we'll try and piece together what maybe his future holds. 877-881-1053. Welcome into the G-Bag Nation, ladies and gentlemen. We just got news on CeeDee Lamb in the last hour. He's going to be out for the rest of the season. Cowboys did some further testing on the shoulder after what was an extremely gutty performance the other night versus the Bucks, and really for the last 6 weeks or so for CeeDee Lamb, fighting through the shoulder pain, still being extremely productive, even though he's the only weapon defenses really have to account for, and he's got Cooper Rush throwing him the football. So nothing but love and respect for CeeDee Lamb. Great season. Hate to see him go now, but looks like he's avoided surgery. And yes. Now they will try and rehab this thing and get him back to 100%. Hopefully this offseason it'll be a quick recovery for him. But, hey, listen, when the season's out of hand from a postseason standpoint and that shoulder starts to get a little bit worse, that's a big investment right there. He's already proven the toughness. He's already done the thing, being the high-paid player that is just putting it all out there week in, week out, being super productive. He could have thrown the towel in a month ago easily, but he did not do that. So this has been a really good, when you talk about the way last season ended for the Cowboys and the body language and the offseason stuff about CeeDee Lamb's mom and not liking Dak and all that stuff, questions about kind of the way he goes about his business from that standpoint, he's been outstanding this year. And him and Micah both, I think, deserve some credit, being on a down-and-out team, both fighting through injuries, but playing fantastic football.
No, you're absolutely right about it. And with, you know, CeeDee, and you could tell how important it is. There's guys have goals and aspirations, and you know, when you still, there's things to fight for. And CeeDee, you know, we were all kind of surprised, like, oh, who's leading the league in receptions? Oh, it's CeeDee Lamb. And you're kind of thinking, like, wow, with a backup quarterback, this, that, and the other, you're just like, you're surprised. But in reality, you shouldn't be surprised. That's just the way CeeDee Lamb goes about his job. Such a pro's pro. He goes out there, he plays banged up, as we've all seen the last several weeks. It's important to him. You know, there's been some times where body language has not always been great, but you have to look at that in the way of, like, you know, hey, he wants to be involved. He wants you to throw him the football. He wants to be the guy that's making all the big plays. And that's his demeanor. That's just the way he plays the game. And you know, so for him to be not being able to play these next 2 weeks, that says an awful lot. I mean, of the things that he was having to deal with, that shoulder just, you know, was not going to allow him to play, even though playing at a very, very high level, you know, it just was going to be potentially get a little worse.
All right, Will Chambers is going to be joining us here in just a few minutes, and I believe he was getting his hair cut, and the weather, you know, that was one of the worst drives in I've experienced here with the amount of rain, flood patches.
Are you dealing with, like, bad windshield wipers?
No, my wipers are pretty good. I got the wiper.
Did you figure
update.
Out how to use the defrost?
Yeah, I'm in on that. That was Lucius's issue.
Okay.
Yesterday.
I thought I was wondering, I couldn't remember who was dealing with the defrost problems.
No, the thing that just kills me is when there's patches of deep water, and then the person next to you, maybe it's a truck, and the water just comes pouring on the windshield, and now you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Drivers can't go fast.
I just want to come to a complete stop here because I can't see anything now. That must have happened to me 10 times on the way here. So Will Chambers fighting through some of that, but he is going to come in here with a fresh cut and probably a pretty solid buzz as well.
Do you kind of, is that with the haircut or the lunch that he had?
That's lunch.
Will's got kind of like, I'm talking about hair. Right, I shouldn't be talking.
He's got great hair.
He does have great hair. Did it look like he needed a haircut?
There he is. Okay. As a matter of fact, right on time.
Yeah.
Did he need a haircut? I'd say no.
My man's got a damn good. My man looks like he could be coaching like in the Big East in the basketball. You know, with like Rick Pitino and you know all these
yelling to his guys to get John back Calipari, on defense.
Get back. You know, he's got the hair.
Guys, 30% of the time he's going to miss to the left. To the left.
Damn it. Will
Dude,
Chambers.
The random pointing.
Yeah. Act like you're doing something.
Oh, always. I could definitely play a role in a movie or a TV show as a college coach. I couldn't act worth anything, but I could definitely act like a college basketball coach.
You could be like the opponent in Hoosiers.
Yeah.
Could you be the opposing coach in Hoosiers?
Absolutely.
Wear like the thin tie.
Oh, yeah. Always, have you know, program always adjusting, up. Just kind of flattening it back out. Absolutely. I could kill it. But
good
I tell
to see you,
you,
Will.
It's good to see you guys,
in your
too.
Carolina blue. Trying to get Quinn Ewers to Bill Belichick.
Juke and Ryan told me to tell you, said hello.
Thank you. Yeah. That is, we get our hair cut at the exact same place. Fun fact about me and Will Chambers.
Okay. Are they two different styles of haircuts? You both go for the same? Because I've noticed you've gone for the kind of the slick back kind of look, too.
No, I'm not really putting stuff
kind of
in
like,
there.
Like, uh-huh. Like the vampire. You got a vampire haircut working.
Yeah.
A little bit with it.
He's got the hair
for the vampire.
Like, you don't have to do anything really to it.
Right. Yeah. I just kind of let
it
ride.
I'm wearing a hat most of the time.
He doesn't shower. He's got the same damn clothes on yesterday.
Yeah,
he slept in his clothes. Yeah. He was on the couch, and he woke up and he came to do the show today.
It's Christmas, man.
Sounds like my Christmas morning.
Why would I change my undies in my socks if I don't have to?
No, there you go. By the way, this is the most Italian look you've ever given in your life. I mean, the chain with the quarter zip open with some chest hair.
Thank you, Will.
Seriously.
Everybody, I mentioned this, you know, in the crosstalk. And Medford and CA are like not even acknowledging that. You know, I'm thinking, I'm working
How are
with,
you not? He looks like a jeweler.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, he looks like, Italian man.
I mean, like
inside
a jeweler.
Job.
And I mean that in the sense like the uncut gems.
Oh, yeah, like veteran gambler, jeweler, probably with some fake jewelry that I'm trying to sell. Yeah, that's me. Welcome to the program. It's good to see you. Merry Christmas, Will.
Merry Christmas. All right.
Thanks for being here almost on time.
Guys.
I'm sure we're paying you a lot to be here on time.
No doubt. Yeah, I mean, dude, I was moving down 114. Something that occurred in a conversation yesterday, which is some friends getting together. My brother-in-law's mother has like an open house on Christmas Day. Mm. So it's like a bunch of people were all getting together, friends. And I was talking and he asked me, and I went, that's a great question, that what kind of chaos could we be seeing over the course of the next couple weeks with college, these CFP games because of the transfer portal? What if we have some injuries? You know, and this was
We've
coming
got
off the news that Devin
with,
Brown...
With
you
Luka
know,
and Lamb, we got enough injuries.
Well, all right, so Devin Brown is gone. This is where we really... The first thing that needs to happen after this season, as far as changes go, it's not the reseeding or getting rid of all the conference championship bye stuff. The first thing is the portal cannot open until the national championship is played. It cannot open.
Well, how about adjust the portal? Can you do this for teams in the playoffs? Everybody else can move if you're not in the playoffs.
Okay. I'd be good with that, too.
But
that's a problem because then...
If you get eliminated... Well, okay, but you're right. The guys from the championship teams, the final teams, aren't they going to be the better players? They're probably going to jump in the portal. Is that... Would that be?
I don't know if it's fair to say that. I don't know if it's.
I've said a lot of unfair things, and that you're probably right about that.
Well,
I wonder. Are you?
It's musical chairs.
Are you penalizing anybody? Are you penalizing anybody by if they're, you know, if you're trying to keep the playoff teams together?
Yeah, you got to go to where if it, like Bo Prabula, the backup quarterback for Penn State.
Right.
Devin Brown, backup at Ohio State. Well, they're the opportunity to go start. Yeah, could they wait and get another one? But you got to strike. If you're like, this is where I want to go, but right. I have to do it now or else this team is just going to go get another player.
Right.
So it forces them into doing it. If you don't allow those teams to have their players to transfer until after the season is done, that creates the problem there of, all right, well, the places that they may have gone to get their starting opportunity or NIL or however we look at it, it'll come and go. You know, they may not get that. I started to think, I was like, wow, what an advantage for Texas. If indeed we do see some injuries, you know, Carson Beck is already gone. You got Gunnar Stockton. I don't even know who it is. The another backup for Ohio State just left. Like Devin Brown and then some other guy.
Air Nolan.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is one of the most amazing names
I know
for a quarterback. First name, Air.
No kidding.
Can't get on the field.
I mean, Gunner. Gunner's awfully good, too.
Gunner's not bad. All right.
That was an interesting question. I was like, I started looking at it. I'm like, damn, that could be.
They do need to move some stuff around with
that. I was talking to my dad with this yesterday. My dad's 85, so give me a little latitude here. But I was telling dad, should college football have 1 and 3 year contracts?
That with like, players?
With players. Like you, if you sign a player or you recruit a player, he could sign a 1 year deal or a 3 year deal. But he has to stay the whole year if he's the 1 year deal. He can't leave or anything like that. Are you guys opposed to that, or would that be something that you would favor? And that way, it would help me for team building, that I know I only have these guys for 1 year, and I have the rest of these guys maybe. Now, you could sign a full four-year thing if you want, but I kind of feel like that maybe they need to have 1 and 3 year deals is what they need.
I do think they should have contracts.
I think we're going to get to that point anyway. I mean, I think there's going to be collective bargaining. There's going to be all that kind of stuff because there needs to be some sort of order in it. So I would agree. I don't with the 3 years just because you're really beholden to that. I think that there needs to be where you're going with this is you want a little bit more of a governor on the transfers. Right? You shouldn't. Like, we were joking about that kid. He may even be a local one, but he ended up at Southern Cal. I think Jared was complaining about this, and rightfully so.
His first name was Bear, I think.
Yeah.
He's the defensive lineman.
He's transferred
a million times.
Yeah, he's, like, transferred high school 3 times, and now so far he's done it, like, 3 times in 2 years in college. And you're like, wait a minute here. That's a problem. I'm all about the ability to go somewhere else. You know, if you've got a coach that leaves, you should be able to go too. But let's get some guardrails in there to where, like you have to be there at least a year. Like, let's give it a year. I think with exceptions, if a coach leaves and all that kind of stuff, the 3 years, I think it kind of holds you a little bit too much. But I think that that's up to whatever. I mean, if the player wants to sign a 3 year. Yeah.
I kind of feel like, though, if you commit to the 3 years, you know, you get enough of those players, I think you're going to have a pretty good team because you'll know the continuity and you can recruit.
Mm-hmm.
They got to do something also too about these coaches going and recruit. You have to recruit your players twice.
Yeah.
You have to do everything to keep your players on campus because you're getting them poached by other programs.
And the fact that it's happening while the season is still going on is insane.
That's where I have an issue.
Yeah.
And I know my buddy Mike Lombardi is down there in North Carolina is talking to agents and all that. He's trying to steal players from other teams.
Yeah, look, you've got
they have so many years they have. They probably have Belichick for, what, 2-3 years maybe? They got to build that thing as fast as they can.
Well, you've got two windows, right? You've got the fall this winter window. Winter and spring, excuse me. Yeah, because the other one's in April. Make it one. Make it like 45 days, and, you know, that's one window right there. Then also the redshirting, because you can redshirt, I believe, three times if you include medical. And then once you do that, I mean, I think that's what that kid did, the Slukel from UNLV. I probably just butchered his name, but he was the starting quarterback for the first four games for UNLV.
Yeah.
Wasn't getting any money or what he was promised. And so
then you redshirted, yeah.
So, yeah, he redshirted, and now I think you got to calm that down, too. Because we're getting these guys that are playing 8 years. The news that came out within the last few days, I heard Choppy and Bobby talking about it with the JUCO thing. I don't think that's an awful idea. I mean, I know that we've always had it to where it's high school, then going to college. But you all think about it. Think about it with LSU. I'll think about it with Kentucky. You know, think about it. All right. What if I had football players or basketball players that were coming in? They weren't 18, but they were 20, and they were pretty seasoned. That's a better product, right?
Yeah.
I don't hate that. What I hate is the constant moving.
I'll say this, though. I know my years of scouting, I always look forward to the juniors that declared early. There would seem to be a better crop of junior players than there were senior players.
Yeah.
When it came to, you know, when you came to the draft. The list, the early declare list, I'm always thinking like, man, there are better players than these senior players.
Yeah, they're
players.
More talented. I mean, there's a reason why they're not coming back for their senior year.
But we had guys, because of NIL, guys were making good money to stay the full time. There's no sense of coming in and being a fourth round pick or fifth round pick or something like that if you're going to,
Quinn Ewers. That's what we were kind of talking about the other day.